This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Welcome back in here on WQAM. We have reached Friday, and we have reached a matchup in the Stanley Cup Final. It is Panthers and Oilers. It'll go on Wednesday night in Edmonton. It's kind of interesting here. Billy Lindsay say that was the loudest rink he's ever been to. So we'll see, man. The Panthers are going to face a team that is going to be quite hungry. And they have a couple of stars over there who are really good. And it should be, I would think, a very, very entertaining final. I could see that thing easily going seven games. We looked at the line on the series. It was like Panthers are like minus 115, Edmonton's minus 120 to win the series. So essentially a pick 'em to win this one here. And by the way, the Panthers have no shortage of stars either,
obviously,
on their side as well. So we got that going on.
It's funny, Danny, the day after the Panthers won the Stanley Cup, the lines came out for this Stanley Cup, and it was basically what you said it is now. So this has been a year in the making, basically. Edmonton versus Florida in the finals. And last year, the day after we won the Cup, Edmonton was a slight favorite to win the whole thing. So nothing's changed in a whole year.
Game one scares me a little bit because we'll play this back at the end with Bill Lindsay. He was great earlier this morning if you're just waking up. But they are going to throw the kitchen sink at the Panthers to start in game one. I mean, that place is going to be going bonkers. And they know they got in a big hole last series. And it is very, very tough to win four in a row. Very tough.
Yeah, and reasonably, if you're an Edmonton Oilers fan, or even the Edmonton Oilers, we don't bury ourselves that early in that series. We would have won. So you know they're going to come out. And both teams, of course, are going to come out hot, but they're going to come out with a little extra oomph because they know if they don't get into an early hole, they got this series.
You would think that's what's going through their minds, and they showed that thing. They've been showing it all morning on TV, that picture of them watching the Panthers celebrate while they're sitting on their bench. So talk about motivation. There will be no shortage of that. We have a series in the NBA that has been extended. Congratulations, Knicks fans. You got to game six now, which will be back in Indy tomorrow night. And we'll see if the Knicks can force a game seven at the Garden. Talk about atmospheres. That would be a pretty good one. Game seven.
Can you single-digit Tyrese Halliburton again? He had 8 points last night.
Yeah.
He looked as bad. Halliburton could look like the greatest player in the world on one play and the worst player in the world on another. Last night, it was just bad play after bad play after bad. He airballed a couple shots. I didn't even know what was going on.
That's why you got to be careful with this star, superstar thing. And, you know, crowning guys. I mean, LeBron on his worst night wouldn't put up a line like that.
No.
You know what I mean? And even 40-year-old LeBron right now probably ain't putting up a line like that. But I'm talking prime LeBron. Like when he was down here at the Big Three, there were not, except maybe with the exception of that Dallas series that we talked about yesterday. But the 8-point line last night, not good enough. And, you know, the Pacers are playing with a little bit of fire here too, because the Knicks are essentially right now just playing with house money, right? You know, they got their backs up against it, nothing to lose here, so they're going to let it rip. And I'll tell you this, Jalen Brunson is one hell of a player, man. He put up a big line last night. As the Knicks, again, live to fight another day here, and that should be a fun game on Saturday. For the betting community out there, the Pacers are 3.5-point favorites to win Game 6. It feels, Dan, I know we got to, you know, it's Friday, so we're not going to have a chance tomorrow to, well, you might have a chance.
You'll be
on the air tomorrow. You'll be with Vlad. I think the Pacers are going to blow them out in Game 6.
I just think the Pacers have been the better team. Finally, New York just gives – they gave one last gasp last night, and then I think that might just be too much. Too much Pacers. You get the good Tyrese Halliburton. You get the good Pacers. It might just be time. Curtains.
3.5-point favorites, the Pacers. They're -170 on the money line. So we'll see if the Knicks have anything left in the tank on Saturday, but that should be – pretty fun. People are weighing in on this Jonnu Smith thing. It is amazing. The Dolphins just they can't seem to get out of their own way here. But Texter says Jonnu Smith, best offensive player last year. If we trade him, another year of sucking. I don't know. They're going to suck. They might suck regardless. But you can't look. The Dolphins are not the Chiefs, not the Bills, not the Ravens. You can't just give away players, and I don't know what the trade market for Jonnu Smith would be. My guess is it's going to be picks, right, and probably mid to high round picks.
Which does not make you immediately better in a year that you need to be immediately better. Hopefully you need to be immediately better for Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel.
Unless something is going on over there that we don't know about, and Omar, who covers the team, and I like to think that Omar has a good pulse on things, and I'm not trying to get things stirred up this morning. With Omar and the, you know, we had the fight yesterday. Him and Reason went after it. And, you know, I just don't know what the Dolphins' vision is. I don't know what their identity is. And I mean, I just don't know what they're doing at this point. Like, you can't lose guys like Jalen Ramsey and or Jonnu Smith in the offseason in between the draft and training camp and just think, okay, we're fine. Like, we're gonna still go in and try to compete at a high level. I just don't know what they're doing, what their vision is, and to keep losing top guys, it's like, man, that's tough, man.
And another thing is, we're still wondering who's gonna be the captains and leader of this team. Calais Campbell, he's in Arizona now. Teron Armstead, retired. Those are the two kind of like leaders of the team. We heard from Tyreek Hill yesterday say, you know, if they make me captain, I'll be captain. If not, I'm not going to worry about it. Like, okay, well, who is going to become the leader of this team? Is it Zach Seeler? Is that your guy?
Because yeah, probably.
Jonnu Smith kind of had some skin in the game. He's a veteran. He had a good season after the Colts game last year. Who's going to lead this team?
Well, I thought Tyreek handled himself very well. What was it, Wednesday when he spoke to the media? I thought he handled himself very well, and he talked about the captain deal and, you know, he was due, by the way. He was due to handle himself well at one of those things. So,
got a lot going on.
Yeah, but he said all the right things, and he did a good job. And, you know, he can give Stephon Diggs a little, you know, tip of the cap to for stealing some of the headlines.
That
the
was
last
another
few
big
days.
One from Omar yesterday. His love for Stephon Diggs was
loyalty. Omar will let his love for a player kind of blind him a little bit, and he was like, everything this guy does is calculated. I'm like, I don't think that video was very calculated, Omar. I don't think that he
hanging drugs on a boat was, with girls.
I don't know that had was the greatest of moves, because the league now is going to start to look into stuff like that, and you know, drug tests I assume will follow. I don't know how long that stuff stays in your system, Dan. I was not familiar with that concoction as of yesterday.
Usually 3 days.
Okay, excellent. So maybe he could flush it out of his system before he hits land again. I always out on a boat there. I don't know if
I had a friend that went to the rookie symposium one time. This is years ago, and they told him that there's certain things that if you're going to misbehave, you need to misbehave with those things because they only stay in your system for 3 days, as opposed to something that might get stored in your fat that could stay longer. Of course, now some of those things are legalized in the league, so you know.
All right, fair enough.
But no, there's no way you calculate. Oh, look, we're gonna act like I have a bunch of drugs on a boat with a girl, and like, even if he was sober, which from what I believe, what I'm told he was, because Omar says he doesn't put anything, his body is a temple, but that's not a good look.
Yeah, Omar would say that. We're taking shots at the poor guy. He's not even here to defend himself. Texter, let's see here. You know, these players went out because none of them respect Harry Potter McDaniel. That's not very nice. I don't know that that's the case. I think with Mike McDaniel, the problem that has happened here is, first of all, the Dolphins didn't respond to the mean coach, right? Mean coaches, actually. You had Brian Flores, who was here, and he was obviously a disciplined guy. And then you had Vic Fangio, who didn't work, right? Mm-hmm. The players thought he was too mean, too tough, whatever. They didn't like what he was doing. Meanwhile, Vic Fangio, as you know, much of a curmudgeon as he is, put together one of the best defensive game plans in the history of the sport in the Super Bowl. I have not seen Patrick Mahomes and that Chiefs team look that bad in a long, 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 long time. And that defense really, really took it to him. And that was just a fantastic defensive game plan. You talk about identities of teams, by the way, like Philly, you know, that defense was incredible. And they play well in the trenches. And that's kind of how they base their identity. But I don't – look, I think the thing with Mike – and it's unfortunate because you try to let guys be professionals, right? You expect guys to show up on time. You expect them to take their craft seriously. And you try – like I think Mike's look, you know, way of looking at this was like, all right, you know, I'm going to let these guys be pros. And I'm not going to be the, you know, the babysitter. And I'm going to be, you know, one of the guys and try to – you know, take that kind of role. And unfortunately, the players have taken advantage of him. They've taken his kindness for weakness, right? And it seems like they just continue to take advantage. And yeah, that like Texas is Mike trying to be their friends and you start acting like their coach. I think it's an interesting approach that Mike took. And unfortunately, you know, again, you kind of rely on guys to be pros and to take their craft a certain way. And it just hasn't happened. It just hasn't happened. Zach Sealer is our leader. I agree with that all day, man. All day. Hollywood, did you watch the game with the Jets? What the Jets did to Ramsey, got turned around and twisted around. Hey, man, look, yeah. I got you.
But
this guy follows it up. It's a good thing Ramsey is going.
But every cornerback is going to get beat at some point.
The Dolphins, the Dolphins are not in a position, especially in the secondary, so where they can be hemorrhaging bodies.
So if you think Jalen Ramsey is bad, you want to go out there and roll out Storm Duck, Cam Smith, Cater Cahoo? Those are your guys? Those guys don't get cooked and burned?
Yeah, I think that's an issue. You know, again, you don't want to be losing. Look, whatever you want to say about Jalen Ramsey, I'm not a huge fan of his personality.
Personality.
I didn't love that picture he sent out with his whole family flipping off the camera. And, like, I'm not a huge fan of that. But you can't be losing player. Like, whatever we say, Jalen Ramsey's a good player.
Yeah, he's one of your best players. Player. Best players, not just on the defense. Best player.
Whatever
best
you think
players.
Of him, he's a good player. Let's just leave it at good. I think we can all agree that he's a good player. You can't be losing good players.
And you're not going to get back value for what you send. You send Jalen Ramsey, maybe get a fourth round pick back. Is that value?
No. Yeah. And that's probably a best case scenario.
I'm trying to be half glass full.
Probably a best case scenario at this point. A couple more texts here. I hope the Panthers don't have the same attitude as you guys. They have to worry about the Panthers. How about Edmonton? Yeah, I mean, all we're saying is that I think this is a very 50-50 series. I just think that the Panthers do have to weather this storm early here. And we talked to Billy Lindsay. He agreed, certainly. I mean, this is a team that, you know, you beat last year. And you beat them in heartbreaking fashion. They came all the way back only to lose in Game 7. So if you don't think that team's going to come out with a vengeance, I don't know, man. I don't know what you've been watching here. If you don't play, you don't get paid, Texter says. It doesn't necessarily work like that in the NFL.
Because Deshaun Watson can argue that point very strongly.
That's true. They should rehire Flores. Yeah, I think Flores is suing them still, as far as I know. The Dolphins are running a daycare. Man, it's just a dicey situation over there. And I don't get how these stories just keep popping up. Like, I don't know what Jonnu Smith is asking for specifically, but come on, man, don't let this thing, this is obviously an agent leak.
Yeah.
Right. The agent ends it by saying he would prefer to stay in Miami, but yeah, it's just an agent leak and they're trying to get him paid. And now, you know what? The Dolphins look bad in this thing.
Of course.
Because he's, if not your first, he's your second best offensive player at this moment.
Yeah.
And, Tyreek is going to try for a comeback. And Jalen Waddle, I hope, can come back strong and all that good stuff. But you need Jonnu Smith. You lose that guy before training camp? That's a bad look, man. That is a bad look. You know what's a good look, though? We're going to talk to Alex Dono. Alex Dono, not a big fan of Canada. We'll ask him about the series. But most importantly, we will talk some Canes with the host of the Locked On ACC and Locked On Canes podcast. Mike Florio, by the way, will join us at 9:15. He's got a bunch of stuff on the Dolphins this week. He put that thing out there about Tua and Mike maybe being his last year and that good stuff. So Mike was just like, it's a slow day. I'll throw some stuff at the Dolphin fans here. So we'll talk to Mike Florio in the 9 o'clock hour as well. Alex Dono joins us next on QAM.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, welcome back in here on WQAM. It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Toyota of Hollywood LockedOnCanes.com, where we are joined by the host of the Locked On Canes and Locked On ACC podcast. Alex Dono is with us. Dono, good morning, my friend. How's it going?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm curious how you're doing, because we got a Panthers and a Canadian team in the final again here. I know you're not a big fan of Canada. What are your early thoughts on the series, Dono?
I mean, it's a must win for the, just like last year was a must win for the Panthers, and they gave Canada a little bit of hope, and then they crushed them in game seven. I mean, Canada, they claim to have invented hockey, which is likely true because the ice covers that country all year long. It's a miserable place to live. Yet they haven't won a Stanley Cup in that country since 1993. And the Panthers already eliminated a team earlier in these playoffs that has not won since the 1960s and claims to be the most important hockey franchise in the Toronto Maple Leafs. So this whole playoff for Florida, it's like the embarrassment of Canada tour. So let's continue that in the finals.
I love that he just called it a must win, by the way. That's fantastic, Dono. I might steal that from you here moving forward. But yeah, we got Panthers and Oilers. Dono, the reason I gave you a call this morning is some of the Canes game times trickled out yesterday, and I just started thinking, who can we talk some Canes football with? And you do the post-game show here on QAM, and I just wanted to ask you your opinion on a few different things here. I don't know about you, but I get asked about Carson Beck a lot, and maybe that's the Cam Ward effect. But he is going to be a very polarizing figure down here in South Florida, especially because of the amount of money that he's gotten and the expectations, Dono. But I'm guessing you get asked about him a lot.
Oh, a ton. And it's a little – some of the Carson Beck narratives are a little puzzling to me because, you know, a year ago at this time, he was – you know, a golden boy. He was on top of everybody's Heisman list heading into last year at Georgia and, you know, the next big thing. And then he plays the season last year that certainly was not up to the standard of what he had done in 2023. You know, 2023 threw for almost 4,000 yards. You know, he had Brock Bowers and Ladd McConkey, and he had, you know, better pass protection, a better running game. Like, Georgia's offense was a machine 2 years ago. He takes a little bit of a step back last year, but like still a good season, guys. I mean, like 3,500 passing yards. Like, he still played pretty well last year, and now people act as if he's completely fallen off the map. I think you're right about one thing. The fact that he's like reportedly making such a big NIL deal at Miami, which people speculate on. Nobody really knows for sure, but they say north of $4 million. That obviously puts a big magnifying glass and a microscope on you. And then, you know, you had all of the TMZ stuff during the offseason, the breakup, the Lamborghini getting stolen. He was not, you know, able to throw during spring because he was coming off injury. Mm-hmm. So I think the important thing for Carson Beck is going to be to get back the football and just allow his play to silence these weird, you know, critics that are out there. Because, yeah, you're right. I get asked about him all the time. I think in reality, this is somebody who, guys, has a 24-3 record starting 27 games in the SEC and has had a lot of success and seems to have a really high football IQ from what I gather, and is a future NFL quarterback. I mean, he's going to be in the draft next year. Yeah. So I don't know why this guy gets, you know, downplayed as much as he does.
I'm going to assume that Carson Beck's going to be fine. I'm actually going to assume that the Hurricanes are going to be really good, and we got some of the schedule out. That means if you're good, you're usually playing later in the day, not earlier in the day. But we always talk about the Dolphins having the advantage, the home field advantage, the sun, the heat. Do the Hurricanes have a home field advantage? And would some of these games maybe be better off played earlier in the day than later in the day for the Miami Hurricanes this coming season, with the temperatures, with the sun, with every other things that factor into the stadium in Miami altogether?
Yeah, I think that's a fair question. You know, luckily, like, for example, that opening game against Notre Dame, I know it's a night game, but it's still, I would imagine it's going to be very humid in Hard Rock Stadium compared to what it would be in South Bend, Indiana. So maybe some of that can still play in our favor. I also think that this is a bigger deal between Hurricanes game versus Dolphin games. I mean, for you know, the Dolphins NFL, I guess, like, cast a wider net for the fan base. They have an easier time, like, filling up the stadium for a 1 p.m. game. Whereas for the Hurricanes, if you play a noon game or a 3:30 game, chances are if you're playing a primetime 7, 7:30, 8 p.m. game, you're going to have a lot more people. And so I do feel like for the Hurricanes, playing in primetime is a little bit bigger of an advantage for that reason. Because, Dan, I expect Hard Rock Stadium at that Notre Dame game, it's going to be insane. Like I'm sure Hollywood was there as well. You know, the last time that that Notre Dame came to town, 2017, mm-hmm. at Hard Rock, I mean, it was the loudest I've ever read. I've been to a lot of games and even concerts in that stadium. It's never been louder at Hard Rock than it was for Miami against Notre Dame 2017, when Miami kicked their butts and blew them out in that. Like, it was insane. It was the loudest stadium I've ever been in. I've been to a lot of them. So, you know, I think in the case of the Hurricanes, maybe sometimes you trade the extra midday heat for the extra pop you can get from your fan base at night.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, by the way. I think that was back in 2017. Time is flying here, Donna.
Yeah.
Alex Dono with us here, hosts the Locked on Canes and Locked on ACC podcast, also post-game here on QAM. All right, again, there's a lot of talk about Carson Beck, but he's got to have weapons around him here, Dono, and the wide receiver position has seen a little bit of turnover here. Who do you expect to lead this team as at the wide receiver position when all is said and done? Who's going to have the most catches, most yards?
Yeah, the last 3 years, the automatic answer was Xavier Restrepo. Yeah. It's a little bit harder to pinpoint the one guy. I can give you a guess, and it's based on what I saw during spring football, because I thought the most consistent receiver Miami had in the spring was JoJo Trader, who is, you know, he of course used to play with Jeremiah Smith. They were, you know, teammates at Chaminade a couple of years ago, and you know, obviously JJ Smith was the top receiver in the country and the headliner, but in the state of Florida, JJ was the number one receiver and JoJo Trader was the number two. So he looks like a guy who I think is ready for possibly a breakout season. And then it's going to be more of a committee effort this year, and that's not necessarily a bad thing, because Miami had like their clear top like three guys last year, and you could even say top four, including the tight end Elijah Arroyo. But you know, you also have some guys we haven't really seen a whole lot yet, because you know, Miami goes into the transfer portal after spring ball, and they get Tony Johnson and Keelan Marion, who are both good players, but we haven't seen them on this team yet. CJ Daniels from LSU, who transferred in. I think if anything, if the answer is not JoJo Trader, the answer might be CJ Daniels for the guy who gets the most catches this year. So, you're breaking in new weapons and a new quarterback that we haven't really seen. He has been throwing to these guys over the past few weeks, but we haven't seen it. The media has not been able to watch it. So I guess my safest guess would be Trader until proven otherwise.
On the other side of the ball, Dono, of course, the defense has to get better. We bring in Corey Heatherman as defensive coordinator from Minnesota. What is he going to do to transform this defense besides the obvious of just trying to keep it more simple?
Yeah, and in keeping it more simple, fewer stunts and twists at the line of scrimmage. He really emphasizes swarming to the football, and it's a defensive philosophy. Like he runs, I guess, the same base formation as the previous DC with a 4-2-5, but the philosophy is completely different. Heatherman, a thing that is encouraging about him coming in to Miami and trying to transform a unit in the first year is he literally did that at Minnesota. Like he went to Minnesota last year. Before he took over there, they had been 69th in total D, and then he got them to number five. So that's, you know, waving a magic wand is essentially what he did, and he's going to try to do that here. And I don't think it's just about, like, reasons why I think Miami's defense is going to improve this year. Heatherman is a big part of it. You know, he's also the linebackers coach, and I think that unit is going to benefit from that. But it's also the new personnel that Cristobal and company have been able to bring in. Mohamed Touré is a linebacker that they added from Rutgers, who actually played for Heatherman a couple years ago because he was the Rutgers linebackers coach before getting to Minnesota. Torre is impressing people in the offseason workouts. I think that's going to be a guy who's going to have a major positive impact on Miami this year. They completely transformed the defensive backfield, guys. I mean, they went out and got everybody that they needed, multiple safeties like Jacoby Thomas from Tennessee, Zechariah Poyser from Jacksonville State, who looks really good. You know, you go out and get Xavier Lucas from Wisconsin to hopefully be a lockdown corner here because he looked like he was showing signs of that last year. So I think with the combination of personnel and coaching, it's something that you look at and you say, okay, Cristobal identified that the defense was – that was the weakness last year. You had the number one offense in the country, and you had a defense that let you down time and time again, and that defense was the reason Miami didn't qualify for the ACC championship game or the college football playoff. And from coaching on down, Cristobal is doing everything he can to make that unit good this year, and I hope it pays off, and I think it will, because even watching spring football, Dan, and the spring game, you know, the defensive line, I like seeing them kind of going toe-to-toe with Miami's really good offensive line, and it made me feel like I saw a lot more from the defense this spring than I did last spring, for example.
Don, I will let you run on this one here. I got to tell you, I got the email for ACC Media Day, so we know that that's coming up, and I remember sitting with you last year at ACC Media Days and having the FSU coaches and players were coming up and doing interviews with us. I find their head coach to be incredibly dopey in a rough interview, but nevertheless, they were the team. They were the ones, Dono. Everyone thought they, after getting screwed out of the championship game, or the playoff or whatever, that they were going to be back with a vengeance, and they just absolutely derailed. When we get to Charlotte for the ACC Media Days, what do you imagine the top, let's say three, what is the order going to be for the preseason poll for the ACC?
Yeah, I think it's going to be almost unanimous Clemson number one. Of course, Miami's never going to get that kind of benefit of the doubt or that kind of love. And I understand it because Miami's never won the ACC before. So there's, media members are going to always be looking for reasons to vote against Miami, not for Miami. With that said, I'm not saying Clemson doesn't deserve to be the preseason favorite because they've got a team that won the ACC last year. I think they actually look better on paper this year. They kept most of their guys. They actually returned the highest percentage of talent from last year in the entire country, which is a good thing for their continuity. So I expect Clemson to be number one. Now here's Hollywood. It's going to get interesting to see who the media votes as number two, because the odds makers in Vegas and elsewhere have Miami as the second favorite to win the ACC. So are you going to get those anti-Miami agendas, right? I mean, you and I will be there, and we're probably going to vote Miami number one or number two because that's what we do. But is there going to be enough anti-Miami bias that they're going to be three or four on that list? That's what I'm curious to see, because Miami probably should be number two. And then rounding out your top three, I could see it being either Louisville or SMU. I feel like Louisville's probably a little stronger than SMU this year, and SMU's schedule is tougher than it was last year. So my top three would be Miami, let's say Clemson, Miami, and Louisville would be my top three. We'll see if it plays out that way.
I got the Canes winning it all this year, Dono. But I want to ask you before we leave, though, where in the world are you right now?
I am in Miami, Florida.
Okay.
I'm going to be getting on a plane in around 5 o'clock today, which means I got to get to the airport way before that. So in a few hours, we'll be at the airport. And then, in 24 hours less than that, at some point I will be in Paris. By tomorrow, and I will be, by Dan Day's request, at some point when I'm in France, I'll be in Italy most of my trip, but at some point in France, I'm going to get the French Burger King chicken nuggets, and I will dip them in caviar at your request.
Is that a real thing?
Oh, yeah. It's the real thing.
Also, Dono, don't get beat up because tomorrow's a big game for your Internacional against PSG. And for some reason, you're going to decide to wear an Inter Milan jersey in Paris when the biggest game, basically the Super Bowl of European sports, is going to be happening.
I mean, I got to support my team, and I know I'm going to be an enemy. Like, the game itself is happening in Munich. I wish I could be there. I will not be there, but I will be in the city of the opposing team. And French people already don't like Americans, from what I hear anyway. Ooh. And then I'm going to be there wearing a jersey of the enemy team. I might be back stateside in a couple days, guys.
Dono, if they take you out, we'll come over there and avenge you. Don't worry, okay?
Please.
If you need help, Joe Rose is there, so call Joe Rose.
Yeah, Joe's there. Why don't you guys meet up for tea and crumpets? Isn't that they do over there?
No, I think it'd be like baguettes and snails.
Okay, gotcha. Dono, I don't even have a passport, so I have no idea what you guys do over there. What do you do in Italy? Eat pizza, right? Isn't that what you do, or pasta?
Yeah, eat a lot of pizza, relax, go to the beach, go to some big cities and sweat because it's going to get very hot there.
Is the pizza better there? Like, Dave Portnoy says the pizza is best in New Haven, I think is where he said, but not. He said the pizza in Italy is like okay. Is it better to you in Italy?
I mean, listen, it's really a matter of taste. Because it's different, like especially if you get like the Neapolitan pizza, which has like the kind of the burnt crust, but it's like fluffy. The ingredient, like I prefer the pizza in Italy, but it's like a lot of people over here are like indoctrinated to either think that it's New York pizza or New Haven or Chicago pizza, and once you get that in your head and you try something that tastes a little different that you're not used to, I think it's all a matter of opinion. But I know I don't know too many like people from Italy who come over here and are like, oh yeah, that New Haven stuff, it kicks our pizza's butt. Like that, I've never heard anyone say that. So I think the Italian pizza is where it's at. But yeah, and I will fight anyone who thinks otherwise. But I know the Portnoys of the world, they poison our minds with that nonsense.
So do you have a spot like down here? Like, is there a place that you like down here? And then where in the country? Like, me personally, I like a good New York slice, like walking down the touristy areas of Manhattan. I like the white pizza. I've always been a big fan of that. I just, to me, that's the best you can get. I don't know what you think.
Yeah, I like, there's some Neapolitan spots in Miami Beach. There's actually a place in the falls down south that makes a good, that makes a good Italian. I'm trying to think of what it's called. Hold on, I'm going to try to Google this real quick. We might actually be going there later today before we get on our plane because it's my son's favorite spot. Even though, like, I don't want to eat pizza today because I'm going to be in Italy.
Yeah, right.
Let me see.
What is that? They don't know Donna.
Pumarola. It's called Pumarola in the Falls. It has the Pizza Napoletana.
Donald, they don't know you're staying at a 5-star hotel, by the way, in Paris.
Yeah. Yeah, I booked this. I got a great deal through my Amex travel app on this hotel in Paris that I later came to find out is a 5-star hotel. And once my son, who's like a Tasmanian devil, once he starts like whirling through those hallways, it's going to be a 4-star by the time we're out of there.
Make sure you take advantage of everything over there, Dono. Make sure you you steal a little bit extra of that free product that they have in the room. All right,
I'm going to take the bathrobes.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, they might even have slippers. Some of those 5-stars, they got the slippers in the room.
I bet they do, yeah.
Hey, man, have a great trip. Enjoy yourself, and we'll talk to you when you get back, all right?
Thanks so much.
All right, Alex Dono on his way to, what did he say, France?
Gay Petit.
Yeah, there you go. So enjoy yourself, Dono. He's heading out on the road. All right, we have to take a pause. Now people are jumping in with some pizza places. Ooh. I have trouble finding a really good New York slice down here.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird when you're in Florida because there are some pizza places we'll order from and whatever. They'll have it at a party. I go to a lot of kids' birthday parties and people order pizza and I you wonder how the stuff passes for pizza. It's like, it's a little rough, but those New York spots, man, you just walk in any of those, like right off the street. Those are my favorite personally. I really like that stuff. The Chicago thin crust, I like the deep dish. Take it or leave it, I guess.
You can give me the deep dish every
day.
Like
that
I love
stuff?
The deep dish. Love
Is that
it.
Your favorite? Is that your number one?
Yeah, it's right up there. If you give me a choice between New York or Chicago, I'm going Chicago deep dish.
All right. So there you go. Everyone's got different tastes.
Of course.
Everyone's got a different taste on that. Brittany, what is your favorite pizza? What style are you going with?
New York style, all the way for sure.
Yep.
Deep dish is disgusting.
Oh.
Deep
too
dish
much sauce.
Is heavy, man.
It's too much sauce. I don't like a lot of sauce.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Look, I'm not turning
actually,
down pizza.
Listen, I'm not even a big sauce guy on a pizza.
I'm not turning down any pizza. The white pizza, like you said.
Fantastic. I love that stuff. That's one of my favorites. So.
But yeah, there's nothing like walking through New York, like you said, just going into a little doorway, throwing a couple dollars, single dollar bills down and walking out with a big slice or two. Oh, man, it's good.
All right. If you got a, someone said Papa John's. If you got a pizza place that you like, let us know. We'll shout them out here on the air today. It's a football Friday. Maybe it'll be a pizza Friday here. Yeah. Who knows? Mike Florio, by the way, is going to join us at 9:15 as he usually does on Fridays. We'll take a pause. More to come on QAM.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This song was huge when I was in college. Oh, I just want you to know that, Brittany. I'm dating myself right now, so this was a big one. Welcome back in. I'm Hollywood Dan Day. Brittany is here with us today, doing a great job. Thank you, Brittany, for coming in early here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course. We have been all over the map today. We got a Stanley Cup final that is set. We have an NBA Eastern Conference Finals that is in continuation now. They will play Saturday, Knicks and Pacers. The Dolphins have another disgruntled player. What else is new? And we were just talking pizza with Alex Dono, who's about to head to Italy. And I've never been to Italy. I told you I don't even have a passport. I'm not a well-traveled person. I think... We knocked the whole thing out when we went to Vegas. I took my wife to Vegas earlier this year, or she took me, whichever way you want to put it there. But We did it all, man. Gondola in the, through the hotel.
So that's,
you know, we had pizza while we were in this, like, they have like, it looks like the Italian square or whatever. You know, they painted the ceilings at the Venetian. It was beautiful.
You've basically been to Paris and Italy then.
Absolutely. We saw the Eiffel Tower.
You could have gone to the, Luxor, Egypt, knock that out.
That's true too. I got to go down there. I want to see that thing in person. I hear very bad things about that hotel.
The Luxor?
Yeah.
It's 100,000 years old.
I know. I hear very bad things.
Used to. Back in like 97, to me it had the best buffet in Vegas. Now, that was 1997, but yeah, it was a dump back then, and I heard it's a dump now.
I got to tell you, I am pretty much out of the buffet game.
Yeah.
We did a buffet when I went with the guys. We did a buffet, and I guess our mistake was that we did it early in the trip. We were sick like the whole rest of the way. It's just, I don't know, man. Eating till you explode is never good. Because the problem with a good buffet is, first of all, they're expensive in Vegas now because everything in Vegas is expensive. Everything everywhere, I guess, is expensive, right? I don't even know what a buffet goes for here. I've been
looking up some of the lunch buffets, like up and down Biscayne. They'll be like $17, $18, $19, $20 for lunch.
Okay, there's a sushi buffet in, like, I want to say Sunny Isles. Okay. On Biscayne.
They got that.
I have no idea if it's still there.
Jinzo is the one I was looking at the other day on Biscayne.
Okay. I have no idea if it's still there. I haven't been in that area in a while. But that place was really good. Mm. I love a good sushi buffet. Because sushi's a little lighter on the stomach. But those buffets in Vegas, like, you're paying $100, give or take. I think we went to the one at the Wynn. And I want to say it was... I gotta say, close to $100.
Most casino buffets are insane.
Yeah,
I mean, the food is not worth it.
The food was okay, but the problem becomes is you don't want to leave the buffet saying, "I didn't get my money's worth." You want to feel like you won.
But in my opinion, you never leave a buffet feeling that you have gotten your money's worth.
House wins.
If you win, even if you win and you out eat your money, you lose because you feel like crap. So it's a losing proposition, right? Lose. But I will tell you, man, it is a Friday, and we are hope everyone has had a good week so far. And we'll wrap things up in the 9 o'clock hour with our guy Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. We'll talk about this Dolphins situation. Just seems like another agent leak here, and the Dolphins got another disgruntled star. And boy, they just cannot afford to keep losing good players. We'll talk to Mike Florio. Someone said Ginza Sushi Buffet still there.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I am in my travels here, Dan. As you know, I'm kind of moving around town these days. We're heading towards that area soon, that was in my plans to visit that place once again. So I'm glad to hear that it's still there. 163rd in Biscayne, beautiful. Thank you, sir. We'll definitely check that out when we make our way over there. We will make our way to the 9 o'clock hour next here on QAM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.